News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There'll be a couple of business owners around the country, probably very many, who will have experienced that call where somebody rings and says, just doing a bit of research about listenership in the office or in the workplace. How many are there? What radio stations? What music do you tend to listen to? Only to discover that the end result is that they're stung for a bill from the Irish Music Rights Organisation, which maintains that you have to pay for listening to music in your workplace. It's having a big impact on gyms. Carl Dunn is with us, who's Chief Executive of Ireland Active. Carl, is it really that expensive to play Spotify or whatever else it might be in your gym?
Well, Anton, there's a couple of things there. You've got the IMRO cost and you've got PPI, so there's two costs, and it's based on the size of your facility. But then the big element is you have to pay per class that you offer to your members. Now, which sounds small, it's around 271 per class, but there's we're a high volume environment. So across hundreds of classes, it becomes a significant annual cost.
And this is true not only for gyms, this is also true for just workplaces generally. If you own a local shop and you have a music radio station on playing music, in theory, you should be paying licensing.
Yes, you should. Hotels, restaurants, all of that. I think IMRO charge all of those facilities as well.
So what's the alternative?
There's a couple of alternatives. A few disruptors have come into the market, Anton, where they're producing their own music and it's royalty free. So in the case of gyms, you can sign up to one of these providers and they will give you all the music you need that they write themselves, and then you can actually cancel your IMRO costs.
Is the downside to that, though, that it's probably muck?
No, we did a little survey in our members there, and it's quite high volume and it's quite high quality music. And now, that's not to say that everybody, it's for everybody, but a lot of our members are moving over to that model.
Now, this is obviously in defence of IMRO and in defence of PPI. The music industry, it is expensive to produce and distribute music. And if it ultimately then is consumed entirely for free in businesses who are using it as part of their business offering, you can see their logic. Is the issue that it's done at all, Carl, or is it that it's done too expensively?
I think the main issue, Anton, is it's actually done too expensive. And it's a wider cost parameter for our members. So that's really the issue, that it's expensive for our members to do this.
And in terms of the alternative, you said about the music that doesn't come with specific rights attached. Is it significantly cheaper?
Yeah, for example, I was only speaking to one of our members there the other day. He's reduced, over three sites, they've reduced their cost by 75%.
Good Lord, that is fairly significant. And have you approached IMRO or the PPI about any of this and seen is there a way to do it on a cheaper basis?
Yeah, we're actually going to be meeting with IMRO next week so to have a discussion around how we can actually work this out.
Well, Carl, thank you very much. That is Carl Dunn, who is Chief Executive of Ireland Active. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. It is, of course, Wish Week here on News Talk. That's why I'm currently dressed by a starfish. It is little wonder that Patrick lives at the bottom of the sea, because it's obviously the only place cold enough to be able to be dressed like this, because it's then 9,000 degrees. I didn't realise that starfishes were made... Starfish, plural? I don't know. Anyway, starfishes must be made entirely of polyester, because by God, it's hot. Anyway, we have raised €78,000 thus far. Ciara Doherty is going to be in for Claire Byrne today, and she's going to be aiming to get to €80,000. Let's get a sense of what it is that we are actually raising the money for.
21 years ago, Aisling was 11 when she was diagnosed with a brain tumour. Unfortunately, it was inoperable. She would say, "I would die for Busted." Yeah, she loved the band and that was her wish to meet them. But obviously, through the support of the social workers, you know, she got referred on for the Make-A-Wish, so that's how it happened. We got an ambulance from our home. Make-A-Wish obviously organised everything. We got transported up to a hotel in Dublin. Busted were on tour, I believe, at the time, and we met with them for about half an hour in a hotel in Dublin. Aisling, unfortunately, was very ill at the time, so it was 10 days before she passed away. So she couldn't communicate very well, but they were just amazing, really, you know, just made her wish come true. You could tell the energy in the room. They were just so kind. Make-A-Wish actually made her wish come true just before she passed away, so it was very special.
So that's the kind of work that Make-A-Wish does, and it is Wish Week here all week on News Talk. And if you wish to donate, makeawish.ie/donate is where you can go.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.